October 18, 1929. Beauty of the creation. For one who lives in the divine will, God is in the act of always creating. The creature who lives in the divine volition doubles her love toward God. The two arms, immutability and firmness. I felt myself in the immensity of the light of the divine fiat, and in this light one could see the whole creation lined up as a birth from it. And wanting to delight in its works, it seemed as if it were in the act of creating them and of always making them by preserving them. And my lovable Jesus, coming out from within my interior in the act of looking at the creation to glorify himself by means of his works, told me, "My daughter, how beautiful is creation, how it glorifies us, how it magnifies the power of our fiat. It is nothing but one single act of our divine volition. And though many things can be seen, one different from the other, they are nothing but the effects of its single act, which never ceases and contains its continuous operating act. And since our act possesses by nature, as its own exclusive property, light, immensity, empire and multiplicity of innumerable effects, it is no wonder, then, that as our fiat formed its single act, from it came out immensity of heavens, most refulgent sun, vastness of sea, ruling wind, beauty of flowering, species of every kind, and power, such that, as if all creation were a light breath, a small feather, it keeps it suspended, without any support, enclosed only in its creative strength. Oh! Power of my fiat, how insuperable and unreachable you are! Now, you must know that only in the soul in whom my divine will reigns, since it reigns in all creation, what the soul does unites itself to the single act that my will does in the creation, to receive the deposit of all the good that was done in it. In fact, this great machine of the universe was done in order to give it to the creature, but to that creature who would let our divine volition reign. It is right that we do not go out of our established purpose, and that the creature recognize and receive our gift. But how to receive it if she is not in our house, that is, in our divine will? She would lack the capacity to receive it and the space in which to contain it. Therefore, only one who possesses my divine will can receive it. My will delights with its single act. As if it were in the act of creating for love of her, it makes her feel its continuous act of creating the heavens, the sun and everything, and says to her, "See how much I love you, only for you I continue to create all things. And to receive the requital from you, I make use of your acts as material in order to extend the heavens, as material of light in order to form the sun. And so with all the rest. The more acts you do in my fiat, the more material you administer to me with which to form more beautiful things in you. Therefore, let your flight in my will never stop, and I will take the occasion to always operate in you." After this, I continued my acts in the divine volition, and making all of its acts done in creation and redemption my own, I offered them to the divine majesty as the most beautiful gift I could give it as requital of my love. And I said to myself, "Oh! How I would like to have a heaven, a sun, a sea, a flowery earth, and everything that exists, all my own, to be able to give to my Creator my heaven, a sun that would be my own, a sea and a flowering that would all say, 'I love you, I love you, I adore you.'" But while I was thinking of this, my beloved Jesus, clasping me in his arms, told me, "My daughter, for one who lives in our will, everything is her own. Since her will is one with ours, what is ours is hers. Therefore, in all truth you can say to us, 'I give you my heaven, my sun and everything.' The love of the creature rises into our love and places itself at our level. In our divine fiat the creature duplicates our love, our light, our power, happiness and beauty, and we feel loved not only with our own double love, but with powerful love, with love that enraptures us, with love that makes us happy. And seeing ourselves being loved with doubled love on the part of the creature who lives in our will, for love of her we feel drawn to love all creatures with doubled love. In fact, with the creature in our fiat, Her act loses life and she acquires our act as her own. And our act possesses the fount of light, of power, of love, the fount of happiness and beauty, and the soul can double, triple, multiply our founts as much as she wants. And since she is in our will, we let her do it, we give her all the freedom, because what she does remains all in our house, nothing goes out of our divine and endless boundaries, therefore there is no danger that the fount of our goods might receive the slightest harm. So, if you remain always in our divine will, what is ours is yours, and you can give us whatever you want as your own. Then, I felt afflicted because of many things which it not necessary to say on paper. And my adorable Jesus added, "My daughter, courage, I do not want you to afflict yourself. I want to see in your soul the peace and the joy of the celestial fatherland. I want your very nature to give a fragrance of divine will, which is all peace and happiness. It would feel uncomfortable in you, and as though jeopardized in its light and happiness, if perennial peace and happiness is not in you. And then, don't you know that one who lives in my divine fiat forms two arms for herself? One is immutability, the other arm is firmness and operating continuously. With these two arms she keeps God clasped, in such a way that he cannot free himself from the creature. Not only this, but he enjoys her keeping him clasped to herself. Therefore, you have no reason to afflict yourself, whatever the circumstances might be, when you have a God who is all your own. So, let your thought be to live in that fiat that gave you life to form life in you, and I will take care of the rest."